This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Welcome to Keeping Pace with Your Health. I'm Gail W. Dale of Fit Holistics, and today we're shining a spotlight on a hormone that plays a crucial role in our daily lives, yet often works behind the scenes, cortisol. We'll explore what it is, how it impacts our bodies, especially during that all-important sleep cycle, and crucially, what we can do to manage it when it interferes with our nighttime rest and restoration. I'll tell you everything you need to know about cortisol right after this word from Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Hi there. This is Dr. Brian Shepherd from Shepherd Family Dentistry. Did you know about 25% of America suffers from obstructive sleep apnea? They suffocate in their sleep. I started self-treating my own sleep apnea about a month before I met my wife. I wear a mouthpiece that stops my snoring and keeps me breathing all through the night. Now, if I don't wear my mouthpiece, my wife kicks me out of bed. So if you want to stop snoring and keep breathing, come on down to Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
Welcome back to Keeping Pace with Your Health. I'm Gail W. Dale of Fit Holistics, and this week we're discussing perhaps the most misunderstood of all our hormones, cortisol. So what exactly is cortisol? You might have heard it referred to as the stress hormone, and that's a pretty good nickname. Cortisol is a glucocorticoid hormone produced by your adrenal glands, which are those small, triangular-shaped glands located right on top of your kidneys. Its primary job is to help your body respond to stress, but it also has a hand in many other vital functions, including regulating your metabolism, reducing inflammation, regulating blood pressure, and even helping with memory formation. Think of it as your body's built-in alarm system. When you encounter a stressful situation, whether it's a tight deadline at work, a sudden loud noise, or even just a challenging workout, your brain signals your adrenal glands to release cortisol. This prepares your body for a fight or flight response by increasing blood sugar for energy, sharpening your senses, and temporarily suppressing non-essential functions. Now, while cortisol is essential for our survival, problems can arise when it's chronically elevated, particularly when it comes to our sleep. Cortisol levels naturally fluctuate throughout the day in what's called a circadian rhythm. Ideally, your cortisol levels are highest in the morning, helping you wake up and feel alert, and then gradually decrease throughout the day, reaching their lowest point around midnight, preparing your body for sleep. However, in our fast-paced, often high-stress world, this natural rhythm can get thrown off. Chronic stress, irregular sleep patterns, certain medical conditions, and even too much artificial light exposure at night can keep cortisol levels elevated when they should be winding down. And this is where the trouble begins for your sleep cycle. High cortisol at night can make it incredibly difficult to fall asleep, lead to fragmented sleep, and even reduce the amount of deep, restorative sleep you get. Instead of your body focusing on repair and rejuvenation, it remains in a state of alertness, making it feel like it's constantly on guard. This can perpetuate a vicious cycle. Poor sleep leads to more stress, which leads to higher cortisol and even poorer sleep. So what can we do to counteract this nighttime cortisol surge and help our bodies truly rest and restore? The good news is, quite a bit. Firstly, prioritize sleep hygiene. This means creating a consistent sleep schedule, even on weekends. Go to bed and wake up around the same time each day. Make your bedroom a sanctuary for sleep. Dark, quiet, and cool. Avoid screens, phones, tablets, computers, and even TV for at least an hour before bed, as the blue light they emit can interfere with melatonin production, another crucial sleep hormone. Secondly, stress management is key. Incorporate relaxation techniques into your daily routine. This could be anything from mindful breathing exercises, meditation or gentle yoga, to spending time in nature or listening to calming music. Even just 10-15 minutes of these practices can make a significant difference. Thirdly, be mindful of your evening diet. Avoid heavy, rich meals close to bedtime. Limit caffeine and alcohol in the evening, as both can disrupt sleep, and in the case of alcohol, can initially make you feel drowsy, but then lead to fragmented sleep later in the night. Fourth, consider certain supplements, but always consult with your healthcare provider first. Some individuals find that magnesium, ashwagandha, or even a low dose of melatonin can be helpful in promoting relaxation and supporting a healthy sleep cycle. However, these should never replace healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting these strategies, we can help our bodies naturally regulate cortisol levels, paving the way for the restorative sleep we all need and deserve. I'm Gail W. Dale of Fit Holistics. And that's all the time we have for today on Keeping Pace with Your Health. Join me next time as we explore another vital aspect of your well-being. Until then, remember to take good care of yourselves, inside and out.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.